Lesson 4, Activity 2.
Good morning. Nice to see that so many of you got here in spite of the weather. Right. We're now about halfway through the course and getting to the end of this topic. Please remember that your essays are due on Friday morning. I know that some of you are having difficulty with this one, so please come and see me after the lecture today if you want to talk about them. I'll be here for about half an hour after it. I hope that you're all getting used to university life, but I know that it can be difficult to learn to work on your own, so come and chat to me if there's anything that's worrying you. In fact, that connects quite well with today's subject, which is the place of friendship in modern society, because people today move around more than they ever did before, and that can cause problems for relationships. Now, so far we've mainly looked at relationships at work, and tomorrow we'll look at the family. But today I want to talk about relationships between friends. Many of the friendships people have, the ones that last all through their lives, start at quite a young age, as young as 10 in some cases, or even younger. Certainly, you find that many of the strongest friendships are between people who were at school together. And when someone goes to live in a new country, or even a new part of the country, these friendships are difficult to replace. This can happen in a very simple way. For example, if someone moves to a new town while they are at school, they leave their old friends behind and have to make new ones. The result is often that they feel quite lonely and isolated for a while. Now, I'm not saying that this is always a bad thing. There are good things about travelling, even when people only move to a new town in the same country. They have new experiences and learn more about different places. And often, this teaches them to be independent. They realise that they don't need friends around them all the time. When someone moves to a new country and has to learn the language, this process becomes more difficult. They may find that the friends they make at first are other people from their own country, or others who have come to live in this place. It can take years before they really get to know people in the local community. To do this, they have to develop the same interests as the local people have, and these don't include learning the local language. Newcomers might get to know local people through sport or other social activities. If they are pupils at school, they can make friends there. Parents often get to know other parents because of their children. But it takes time, and they need to be patient. Sometimes people who move into an area think that the locals will find them different and interesting. This may be true, but it doesn't mean that they want to make friends with them, at least not at the beginning. Now, one of the things that makes this whole business easier is modern communication.